Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We've just been listening to the lovely sound of Fran Smith playing on Radio 2. We're now listening to something of a slightly different standard. I say listening, it's been somewhat thrust upon us, actually. You wouldn't want bells thrust upon you, actually, would you?
They'd be a bit heavy.
They would be a bit heavy, yeah.
They've actually warmed up a bit, but when they first started, it was really sort of... Brung, brung, brung.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, how not to start your bell ringing?
Yeah.
Whoops, kind of thing.
Oh. They're doing better, actually, than they have done other times.
They were.
I jinxed them. I think what they're getting better at correcting themselves.
Because once upon a time, they would do something like that, and then the whole thing would fall apart.
No, they've just decided to stop anyway.
It's all right. They'll start again.
It's not all right. Anyway, Audio Boot. it's Sunday the 3rd of
November.
Remember, the 3rd of November.
I was going to say, that'll be why there's been all those fireworks outside last night.
Oh, yeah!
I'm hoping to see fireworks tonight, so if you follow Fee Dunn on Audio Boot or Twitter or both, or
Fidden.
Oh, there we go.
Whoops! Look, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying that I could do this any better, but if you choose to make a great big racket that wakes everyone up on a Sunday morning and can be heard for miles around, you'd think you'd get it right, wouldn't you? Me cutting.
And Robert's got a headache, which is part of the reason why.
Oh, yeah, I'm grumpy. It's true. But I thought that you know, in this day and age that you can get things where you can disconnect the ropes from the actual bells and practice. I know they're not practicing this morning, but you know, practice electronically with headphones on and things.
That all costs quite a lot of money, I think.
Well, I think it would be a good investment.
Wish you'd recorded the very first bit though.
Yeah.
Bdoing!
Bdoing, yeah.
It really was awful. There were like three of the bells kind of bdoinging all at once, yeah. Almost. It was a bit like a bit.
Bell dodgems.
Yeah. Mind you, there's some quite crashety, bangety. If you look up Richmond ringing on Audio Boo, you can find my recordings from earlier this year of these same bells. I don't know if it was the same ringers, but the same bells. Oh, I think it's called Rubbish Richmond Ringing, actually.
Purely for the alliteration, of course.
Yeah, in fact, some of it was Rubbish Richmond Ringing in the Rain, I think.
I've decided, because when we were last in the place that Fee lives in,
near Worcester,
and we could hear the sound of the cathedral bells drifting across the countryside from 3 miles away, I've decided that church bells sound better a long way off. I think when you're quite close to them, which is where we are, they sound a bit sort of harsh, and you notice all the little mistakes, but I think if you were further away, I'm not sure you would.
Maybe not.
You would just hear this sort of flowing together of the different notes. Like that.
To be honest, I think the cathedral ringers were possibly better than these
ones. Do you think
so? Yeah, I would hope so.
You know, I think they should do a Back to the Floor thing.
What?
You know that programme Back to the Floor where people... Usually it was where the boss of a company went and, you know, worked mopping the floors for a bit.
Oh, I see.
But, you know...
And saw what was going on the other side, kind of.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the Worcester Cathedral bell ringers should come here for a bit.
Yeah.
And stay.
Just for you.
Just for me. My sanity, is that not worth something?
Not a lot, no.
Oh. Maybe it's too late.
Well, I was thinking this. I didn't like to say.
Dum da dum da dum da dum. This doesn't sound quite right. Can't work out the pattern.
Yeah, Andrew, what's the pattern? You'll have to at Ad Hodgson this tweet.
At
this
Ad tweet. At Ad. It's very difficult to say that.
Isn't it? Especially for you.
Don't you tickle me.
Why?
Hang on, tickle, tickle.
You often say tiggle.
Do I?
Yeah, you do. Stop tiggling, you say.
Do I?
Yeah. Do I? Yeah, you do.
Tiggling. That's interesting. That's interesting. I can't go much higher than that. I don't quite know why I was going that high into the sky with a large pie. Bye. Back down to earth.
Very funny. Are you still recording?
Yes.
That was funny. Very funny. How did you do that without laughing?
I don't know. I saved my laughing for the end.
Yes, oh my giddy up.
Yes, oh my giddy up. It actually doesn't do your throat much good.
What?
It actually doesn't do your throat much good trying to talk like this. Oh. I'm trying to get my throat back into a reasonable shape.
Ooh. With a big huh.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Funny.
Huh. Ooh.
Who?
Who are you?
Oh, no.
Who? 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 Who are you? Who? She's tickling me again. Tickling. Tickling? Yeah. Tickling. To tickle or not to tickle or not to tickle? That is the question. What are you laughing at?
Tiggle.
Tiggle. I think I've said that for quite a long time, to be honest. I don't think that's...
No, it's not new.
Yeah.
It was just funny that you only noticed it this morning.
Yeah. I've had an awakening.
An awakening of tiggling.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you're probably fed up with us. I'll give you a bit more bells. Right, well, I think that's enough bells. We'll go back to us.
Yeah. They're quite nice sounding bells, actually, when they're not messing it up.
Which is rare.
This bit's alright.
I think my phone was just talking to me, but I don't know what it said because I didn't have it near enough at the time. So I'll have to check that before uploading and hope that it didn't say anything rude. Siri says, shut up, you two.
Probably.
Well, I think this is probably a good point to end this boo, because you really don't want to listen to the rest of this bell ringing.
To end this boo?
Is what I said.
You said boo because... Boo because...
Boo because... Or you. Good morning, Sunday, everybody. Bye.
Bye.